You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This week, we're focusing on the culinary arts. So hello, writer, food expert, and WEMU weekend music host, Jessica Webster. Good to see you.
Hello, Lisa Berry. It's nice to see you, too.
One of the best parts about summer in Michigan is the bounty of fresh-grown fruits and vegetables harvested from the 10 million or so acres of farmland across the state. So getting to the root of the matter, today we're talking to a woman of the land, that's what I call her. She runs a farm in Dexter. Our special guest is Tammy Guilfoyle of Tam Chop Farm. Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Jessica.
Hey.
What did you bring us?
A cornucopia. I grew it all myself from seed. So you have peppers, heirloom tomatoes, squash, padrone peppers.
Yeah. Are you proud of this? I mean, what does this feel like for you?
I'm beyond proud that you asked me to be here, and I'm very proud that I grew these all from seed. So peppers, you need to start really early. You know, you need to start them in April when snow is still on the ground to get fruit at this point. And then tomatoes are right after that. To grow about 1,000 tomato plants from seed by myself, and to grow 700 pepper plants by myself, and that's in addition to everything else, and it's a PFM, a proud farmer moment. So every now and then I'm like, wow, like I did this, you know, here we are. It's a proud farmer moment.
So I have so many questions, and one of the questions is, Tam, I get that. Your name is Tammy.
Yes.
Where's the chop come from?
That was a very old nickname that, and this ties into my love of food. I worked for Whole Foods for a very long time, starting in 1998. Mm. I worked with a really good friend of mine, and he loved all things peanut, and so I called him Peanut, and he called me Tam Chop. I don't know where it came from, but it became my email address, and then people just like attached to it, and they're like, oh, Tam Chop.
So you went from hawking vegetables and markets
to
deciding that this was a thing you wanted to grow. Tell me about that process.
I always wanted to be working on the land. I like hard work. Let's start there. I love hard work. You know, food.
Like physical labor?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
The food business in general, talk to any chef or cook or anybody out there, it's physical labor. Mm-hmm. I'm also a runner, so I run every day. I was on a run in San Francisco, and there's not that many gardens out there, let's be honest. It's a lot of high-rise apartments and concrete. And I saw these two women gardening for a nicer place that had a garden. And they were on their hands and knees working. And I was like, how did they get that job? Like, why can't I be outside working on the land? And like, how does that sustain them also in San Francisco with the high rent? So it was like this glimmer in my mind I kept for a long time. And then I met Ari Weinzweig, my partner, who's one of the co-founders of Zingerman's. And it's been a long path to come out here. But when I moved out here, I was working for an importer, still in the food business. And I was like, I need something to do outside. I can't just be on my laptop working for this importer. And I found this woman looking for gardening help for her gardening business. She's now one of my best friends. She helped launch the Ann Arbor Skate Park.
Oh.
Yeah. I worked for her for 3 years and at a basic pay level, but it was because it's what I wanted to do. But I learned the difference of climates.
Mm-hmm.
California versus Michigan is very, very different.
Mm-hmm.
What people want to grow is very, very different. So I did that, and then I was grandfathered into a grow space last year with a hoop house, and I was lent land. So I got to try my hand at farming last year for the first time.
So this is a new thing for you.
This is my second year. She's also an artist.
Uh-huh. You're an artist?
I am an artist.
Who's had showings in Ann Arbor.
Sure,
rescues dogs. How many seeds did you plant? Did you count them?
No, I could get back to you on that.
But I love how you say there are stories behind the seeds. What does that mean?
Oh, absolutely. Well, so what we're looking at, what I brought in, I've grown seeds from a few seed companies that I've hand selected. So Dan Barber, who is a chef and a writer, and he has his own seed company now, Row 7 Seeds.
Blue Hill guy.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm growing seeds from his seed company now. So this squash is called a center cut squash. It's from Row 7. He has farmers that breed seeds to flavor.
Okay.
So not only this, but the habanada right here, this little beauty, is a habanero bred to be without heat. Haba. Nada, oh. Hence the nada.
Nada. Got it.
But here, okay. Smell it.
All right.
Smell
it. So it's not, so it, it doesn't, ooh, have the amount of so capsaicin.
Fresh.
You're
right?
Not going to get, you're not going to get skin. Because like habaneros, you can touch those and you get that capsaicin,
yeah,
and
yeah,
it'll burn your face.
Oh, nice to know. I'll put that down. Well, see, I thought these were jalapenos. What are these?
Those are called padrones.
Which Jessica knew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're Spanish pepper and it's kind of like Russian roulette. So like one in every six are hot.
Mm-hmm.
But not hot, burn your mouth off.
Right, just like, whoops,
yeah.
I need some water.
Like, yeah, exactly.
So you're not just growing vegetables, but there's a story behind,
yes,
everything you do. And in fact, you have been referred to as the tomato evangelist. What does that mean?
I love tomatoes. And because my dad grows them specifically to only eat with salt and pepper. Like, you can't cook his tomatoes. And I think it started with my dad, to be honest. And my mom grows flowers, and my mom is also the vegan of the household, and not out of a trend. She's been a vegan for 30, how old am I?
For a while.
Yeah, for a while. Yeah. 37 years. So after all of us were born, three girls in my household. I grew up grilling. My parents grew grilled cauliflower and, you know, broccoli on the grill. But we just valued the whole vegetable. But so the tomato evangelist thing came because I have a choice of what I grow because it's going to the restaurants, right? It's going to Zingerman's Roadhouse. It's going to Miss Kim. I can choose the arteries, which I'm very lucky to do so. But I think when you choose something different to grow, then the market will open up for you. You know, they'll say like, wow, like, what is this? And it's just like anything else to sell. Like, it's like, here's the center cut squash. This is why it's different. Here's the habanada. This is why it's different. Here's the garden peach tomato. This is why it's different. My tomato evangelist title came from, that's what I wanted to grow in the hoop house. So last year I started with a certain amount. I was pretty successful. I came up with a lot of challenges. This year, I said I wanted to double that. I've quadrupled my production, not just of tomatoes, but everything.
So you're a tomato evangelist because you like to grow tomatoes. I would say I am a tomato disciple because I look forward to when those tomatoes hit the farmer's market. And I can eat them with nothing but salt and pepper, maybe some basil. Mm-hmm. Don't cook those things.
No.
Just enjoy them and eat. I mean, tomatoes are like the ultimate summer food. And so I'm with you, sister.
And you're contributing to the Washtenaw County community. There's a number of dinners coming up, aren't there, with your homegrown veggies?
I'm thrilled and also slightly overwhelmed because I've committed to six big events in the Washtenaw community via Zingerman's. The first one that's very important to me is the tomato dinner at Zingerman's Roadhouse. And there's a special chef coming in, Chef Craig Stoll from San Francisco, which was a neighboring person from where Ari and I met.
And he's a James Beard award-winning
that's
chef.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah,
he'll be cooking food with the tomatoes you grew on Tam Chop Farm.
That's right. Solely.
We'll have information about the special dinners up on the WEMU website if you want more information. I know I'm looking forward to the vegetarian dinner that will have your food, your produce at Miss Kim on August 26th. So
yeah,
hopefully I'll see you there.
Likewise. I will look forward to it.
Tammy Guilfoyle of Tam Chop Farm out in Dexter.
That's right.
Thank you for coming and sharing your great produce and your wisdom, and best of luck to you. Jessica Webster, always good to see you.
It's always good to see you, especially when there's tomatoes involved.
Yes.
Thank you.